destruction, replies the Godhead. Destruction is the will of my workings, with which I stand here on this field of Kurukshetra, the field of the working out of the Dharma, the field of human action. As we might symbolically translate the descriptive phrase, Dharmakshetre Kurukshetre. A worldwide destruction which has come in the process of the time spirit. I have a foreseeing purpose which fulfills itself infallibly, and no participation or abstention of any human being can prevent, alter or modify it. All is done by me, already in my eternal eye of will, before it can at all be done by man upon earth. I, as time, have to destroy the old structures and to build up a new, mighty and splendid kingdom. Thou, as a human instrument of the divine power and wisdom, hast, in this struggle which thou canst not prevent, to battle for the right and slay and conquer its opponents. Thou too, the human soul in nature, has to enjoy in nature the fruit given by me, the empire of right and justice. Let this be sufficient for thee, to be one with God in thy soul, to receive his command, to do his will, to see calmly a supreme purpose fulfilled in the world. I am time, the waster of the peoples, arisen and increased, whose will in my workings here is to destroy the nations. Even without thee, all these warriors shall be not, who are ranked in the opposing armies. Therefore arise, get thee glory, conquer thy enemies, enjoy an opulent kingdom. By me and none other already even are they slain. Do thou become the occasion only, O Savyasachin. Slay by me who are slain, Drona, Bhishma, Jayadrath, Karna, and other heroic fighters. Be not pained and troubled. Fight, thou shalt conquer the adversary in the battle. The fruit of the great and terrible work is promised and prophesied, not as a fruit hungered for by the individual, for to that there is not to be attachment, but as a result of the divine will, the glory and success of the thing to be done, accomplished, the glory given by the divine to himself in his vibhuti. Thus is the final and compelling command to action given to the protagonist of the world battle. It is the timeless manifestest time. Timeless manifestest time and world spirit from whom the command to action proceeds. For certainly the Godhead, when he says, I am the time, the destroyer of beings, does not mean either that he is a time spirit alone, or that the whole essence of the time spirit is destruction. But it is this which is the present will of the workings, pravritti. Destruction is always a simultaneous or alternate element which keeps pace with creation. And it is by destroying and renewing that the master of life does his long work of preservation. More, destruction is the first condition of progress. Inwardly, the man who does not destroy his lower self-formations cannot rise to a greater existence. Outwardly also, the nation or community or race which shrinks too long from destroying and replacing its past forms of life is itself destroyed, rots and perishes, and out of the debris other nations, communities and races are formed. By destruction of the old giant occupants, man made himself a place upon earth. By destruction of the titans, the gods maintain the continuity of the divine law in the cosmos. Whoever prematurely attempts to get rid of this law of battle and destruction strives vainly against the greater will of the world spirit. Whoever turns from it in the weakness of his lower members, as did Arjuna in the beginning, Therefore was his shrinking condemned as a small and false pity, an inglorious and un-Aryan and unheavenly feebleness of heart and impotence of spirit. Klebyam kshudram hridayam varam ambalayam. Is showing not true virtue, but a want of spiritual courage to face the sterner truths of nature and of action and existence. Man can only exceed the law of battle by discovering the greater law of his immortality. There are those who seek this where it always exists and must primarily be found in the higher reaches of the pure spirit. Man can only succeed the law of battle. Man can only exceed the law of battle by discovering the greater law of his immortality. To find it, turn away from a world governed by the law of death. That is an individual solution which makes no difference to mankind and the world, or rather makes only this difference, that they are deprived of so much spiritual power which might have helped them forward in the painful march of the revolution.